This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
T.C. Boyle is one of our great fiction writers. He's also one of the most prolific. He's written 15-odd novels and countless short stories, and thank goodness a lot of them have been in The New Yorker. And he's got a new book coming out, and he dropped by the office recently, which doesn't happen all that often, so I wanted to catch up. Tom, it's great to see you. You're in from Santa Barbara. You've got a few things to recommend to us. What's up first?
Well, the first thing that's turning me on lately is a band. Fantastic Negrito. I would guess 2 months ago, I was listening to the student radio out of Santa Barbara because they always play cool stuff. And I heard this arresting voice. It just riveted me.
Now I'm in love again. No, this time is not with my hand. Wandering, murdering. Every time that I get the chance, I'm a human.
His father was a Somalian. He had a career doing sort of blues in the 90s in L.A. And, you know, everything was rap at that time.
Right.
So, so
he's running counter to what was going on.
He was. The videos that I've seen on the internet are quite striking, too. He's a great performer.
Fantastic. What else is on your list? What else are you following these days?
My daughter, who's a filmmaker, turned me on to the little videos on the internet of Tony Zhou, Z-H-O-U. His show is called Every Frame a Painting, and he shows you how the filmmakers use their techniques. So with the Coen brothers, and I never knew this, they don't use the over-the-camera sort of thing of us having a dialogue here. You'd see me over your shoulder, and they'd see you over my shoulder. They put the camera in the center. I have no idea about this. But then he shows clips of all the faces from these wonderful Coen Brothers movies, and you see how much more real and engaging it is. Just that simple technique. For instance,
so it's not the standard one-shot, two-shot that you'd see in a
no.
kind of TV show or an average movie.
No, this avoids that. He calls it shot-reverse shot.
And that means the camera is usually in between the two characters, so that they each get separate shots.
Do I make myself clear?
In other words, they shoot a lot of singles.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Ow! And he shows like this wonderful scene from No Country for Old Men, in which Shigur, the really bad guy, the force of evil, is sort of debating with the woman at the trailer park.
Yeah.
And she is as tough as he is, but she doesn't realize. And so where the humor comes for me, just how bad he is.
Think about how well you know this woman just from her clothes and her workspace.
We can't give out no information.
Yeah. This Tony Zhou's films must be making the rounds because my son, who's a film nut too, has been watching them and constantly sending them to me, and they're
incredible. So you have seen them.
I have seen them. You know, now that you brought it up, he's been sending them to me, and they're funny and they're smart, and you learn a lot about the technical, artistic aspects of film that would normally run right past you unless you were watching carefully.
And they, in themselves, these 10-minute films, are great entertainment. You know, he's also done one I recommend to you of Jackie Chan.
His framing is so clear that in every shot, he's setting up the next bit of action. Here, even though we're watching the stuntman, 2/3 of the frame is the staircase. A few seconds later, we see why.
Jackie Chan is a perfectionist, and he will do the scene where he ducks around with a fan 100 shots. So he might screw up 99 times, but he gets the shot. Whereas most actors are just faking it.
That time, I know you are a man of letters, and you're still reading. You haven't given up entirely on the book. What are you reading now?
Well, Bernd Heinrich, the nature writer. I'm particularly engaged with Winter World. I discovered it a couple of years ago. The thing I love about Bernd Heinrich, who is now 76 years old, is how engaged he is with nature in the fascinating way that we were when we were boys and girls. He not only goes out into the woods to discover things, he experiments. For instance, he found a dead chipmunk on the road, and he'd always wondered, what is the capacity of the pouch on the right side of the chipmunk's cheek? So he took this dead thing and filled it with 60 sunflower seeds. So that's how he knows. That's how we know.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. And I have a little quote for you, David, too.
Not all writers go to these lengths.
No, that's true. And he is endlessly curious. So here is a little thing from Winter World I'd like to give you. Digging under the leaves, I found dozens of stink bugs massed together, presumably settling in for hibernation. I disturbed them in their bivouac, and they were giving off their foul-smelling defense secretions. I did not need to taste them. I knew they tasted as bad as monarchs, but not nearly as bad, according to this gourmet, as a mass of overwintering spider eggs.
Good to see you, Tom.
Likewise, David.
T.C. Boyle talking about the band Fantastic Negrito, videos by Tony Joe, and the nature writer Bernd Heinrich. You can find out more about all of these things at newyorkerradio.org. Boyle has a new novel coming out in just a matter of days. It's called Terranauts.